the makers of those increasingly popular cigarettes. Sano, the cigarette with far less nicotine. Encore cigarettes that filter the smoke but not the taste present. Martin Caine, starring Mark Stevens.
Your name?
What's that?
Don't try anything. I said, what's your name?
Thompson. Albert Thompson. Why? Something wrong, officer?
You sure this is the man?
He's the one I saw, all right. He did it.
Did what? I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you?
I saw you running out of that store after the shooting. You killed that storekeeper.
I don't know what you're talking about. What store? I haven't done anything.
He's the one. I'll swear to it.
Come along, mister.
Oh, look, officer.
Behave
you're making
yourself.
Officer, please.
I'll need you to.
But you're making a terrible mistake. I never saw this man in my life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we're all set on our end. Oh, no, nothing's going to happen to that witness. He's in a real safe place. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, any time you want him for the grand jury, he'll be there. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll be checking with you right along. Right. Well, the DA's a very happy man. He's got a cinched case against Albert Thompson. What did you drop in for, Kane?
Congratulations.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Not me. It's you that rates the medals, Lieutenant. You and your department, the way you solved that murder, that's pretty good.
Well, the whole case just kind of walked in here. Fred Wallace, the guy who spotted Thompson at that bus stop, he's the one who gets all the credit.
You got anything new on Thompson?
Well, the identification looks pretty solid, Kane.
You got a smart lawyer, Ed Randall. He could beat you in court unless you come up with more evidence, including the murder weapon.
Yeah, we're working on it. You know, Kane, the take on that robbery was about $200. When we examined Thompson, he had $207 on him.
Yeah, maybe he saved it up.
Yeah, how? His wife didn't know anything about it.
Look, Lieutenant, when a fellow's planning on buying his wife a new coat for her birthday, he doesn't tell her what he's saving up for.
Tell me, how do you know so much about Thompson?
He's Ed Randall's client.
So?
Ed Randall's a client of mine.
Oh.
He thinks Thompson's innocent. Thinks that your witness made a mistake.
He's a good lawyer.
He's smart, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You think the witness made a mistake, too?
I don't know. That's what I'm hired to find out.
Well, you sure picked a tough way to make a living.
Some guys climb mountains.
You won't even get off the ground. Fred Wallace made a positive identification.
By the way, I called his house. You've taken him somewhere. Why?
For his health gain.
Oh, come on, Lieutenant. Thompson couldn't hurt anybody. He hasn't got any mob connections. He's just a little guy that fell in a great big hole. I want to see Wallace.
You're wasting your time, Kane, and that's straight.
You're convinced that Thompson's guilty. I can't be, not yet.
Well, I'm only about 90% convinced because we still haven't found the gun. However, Fred Wallace kind of makes up for it.
I still want to see him.
Well, you'll see him all right, but not alone. I'll be there, too.
Everything all right, Mr. Wallace?
Fine, fine.
Yeah?
Open up, sir.
Yes, sir.
How are things?
What did the commissioner say to this guy's food bill?
Hello, Kane.
Hello, James.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Hello, Mr. Wallace. This is Martin Caine.
How do you do, Mr. Caine?
Hello, Mr. Wallace.
Kane's a private detective. Right now, he's working for Thompson's lawyer.
I see.
He'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh?
Mr. Wallace, you're sure you couldn't have been mistaken in your identification?
No, sir.
What makes you so positive it was Thompson you saw running out of the shop after you heard the shots?
Well, it just was, that's all.
Tell me, was he wearing a hat?
A hat? Yeah. Hat. Yes, yes, he was.
Thompson doesn't wear a hat, Mr. Wallace. Never does, never has.
Well, he could have on this job, Kane.
Do I have to talk to him?
Why not, Mr. Wallace? We're both after the same thing, aren't we? The truth?
That's just why I went after that policeman the moment I saw Thompson. It's my duty as a citizen. You think I like hanging around this hotel room, not being able to go about my normal business? Or seeing my name spread all over the newspapers? I have to testify at that trial. It's the right thing to do.
You know, Kane, most people would be afraid to stick out their necks. We could use more men like Mr. Wallace.
Yeah. Civic virtue is a great thing, Lieutenant, as long as it doesn't convict the wrong man.
Why would I do a thing like that?
Just a mistake, Mr. Wallace. A simple, ordinary human mistake. It happens all the time, every day, just like it happened here. You couldn't possibly have seen Thompson run out of that store. He was clear across town at the time.
That's what he says. I saw it.
Tell me, Mr. Wallace, what was the weather that day?
What kind of a question is that?
Would you answer it, please?
I don't see what difference it makes. I think it was a nice day. Yes, it was a nice warm day.
The man who ran out of the store, was he wearing a top coat?
He could have.
Was he?
No, I just told you it was a warm day. He wouldn't be wearing a top coat.
Your logic's good, Mr. Wallace, but your memory is bad. It was a warm day, and Thompson was wearing a top coat. The people at his office will swear to that.
He's just trying to trick me.
Now, I just want you to think and think hard, Mr. Wallace. Isn't it possible that you made a mistake in your identification?
Mr. Kane, I'm not a fool. If I listened to you and changed my story, I'd be a fool. Some people would say I was scared off. Others that I was bought off. No, sir. I said it was Albert Thompson. And Albert Thompson, it stays.
Well, convinced?
Nope. But I got a better chance of talking back to Tide.
Albert's in here, Mrs. Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Randall.
Why don't you go right on in? And I'll wait out here for Mr. Kane.
Albert?
Hello, Helen.
What? You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're treating me all right.
Mr. Randall's here with me.
He said he was coming. He's a very fine lawyer, Helen. He tried to get him to lower the bail.
He's still working very hard.
Yeah, I know. They won't do it. A guard told me that $25,000 is the lowest bail he ever heard of. For a murderer.
Mr. Barnes came to see me from the office. He wanted to know if we needed any money.
What'd you tell him?
I thanked him very much. I told him we'd manage. Well, but he said all your friends believe in you.
Helen. Mr. Randall's very optimistic. He thinks this Mr. Kane is sure to find some new evidence. I may not even have to go to trial, Helen.
Oh, Melvin, what's going on?
Helen. I want you to meet Martin Kane.
Hello, Mrs. Thompson.
Kane, can you help us?
I don't know yet.
Have you talked to Wallace?
Yeah, I talked to him. He'll make an excellent witness for the state. How do you see it, Ed?
Well, it's not good. It's not bad. District Attorney's office has been working just as hard as we have.
Has he got enough for an indictment?
Afraid he has. See, Albert, our main problem is your alibi. If we could only prove that you were nowhere near that store when it happened.
No, but I wasn't. I wasn't. I was on my way home. A dozen people must have seen me. 2 dozen.
100 people could have seen you, Mr. Thompson. Nobody ever sees you on a subway or a bus. I'm afraid you have no alibi. Ed, I'll keep right on working, mainly on finding the gun. The big job will be yours in court.
I know. I'll need everything you can get me to shake Wallace in cross-examination. Oh, no, look, let's not give up the ship. Never can tell about juries. Sometimes they go for the strangest stories.
What's strange about Albert's story? That's the truth. Well, he never hurt a soul in his life. Well, he's an honest, decent, hardworking man. What jury would believe he's a murderer?
Yes. Yes, I know, Inspector. Yes, sir, I know this isn't that big, but the district attorney's been on my neck all week. Yeah. He says he's got to have the gun that killed Thompson or else. That's right. So I put all the men I could spare on it, sir. No, sir. No, sir, nothing so far. What? Well, Inspector, I think my men know their jobs. I pick most of them myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand you. Yes, I certainly do. Thank you, Inspector. Good night.
Want some, Kane? Warm out tonight.
Not for a private detective.
What do you want?
I want some help.
Still working for Ed Randall?
That's right.
Well, come around and see me when you quit.
Maybe that'll be too late.
For Albert Thompson?
No, for you, Lieutenant. You want to find the gun, don't you?
What do you think? I get it, or I get fired. I don't know whether it'll be the inspector first or the DA.
Maybe neither. You want to help me?
Hey, Kane. Are you holding out on me? Hey, do you know where that gun is?
I know where that gun isn't, and I know a little fellow that doesn't know anything at all about it, Albert Thompson.
Now, Kane, say what you've got to say.
All right, you won't find the gun until you find the man who used it, and it wasn't Albert Thompson. You've already proved that.
Yeah, how?
You've had your best men out looking for the gun, and they can't find it. They've questioned every enemy, every friend that Thompson ever had. They've looked every place where he could have bought or rented a gun.
Yeah, and they're going to keep right on looking, too.
Well, they can keep on looking from now until next year, but they're going to come up with nothing.
Yeah, maybe and maybe not. We'll see.
Look, Lieutenant, stop wasting time.
Now, look, Kane, tell me what you want or take off.
Get me a rundown, a description of every pickup artist that looks like Thompson.
Oh, for crying out loud.
How many can there be?
50, 100, 500, I don't know, and I can't spare a crew on the files
one
to find out.
That store,
yeah,
keeper.
Well, then you find him, and while you're at it, try and find a witness who saw him do it. Meantime, I'll go along with Thompson. I got a witness for him. Lieutenant Gray. Yes, sir?
Oh, she did, huh? Yeah, that's too bad. No, I didn't think of that. Well, all I can do is keep right after it. Yes, sir, of course, as soon as I get anything.
District Attorney. They just took Mrs. Thompson to Bellevue. A complete nervous collapse.
Not much you can do about that, is there?
Kane, everything we've got so far says that Thompson did it. You show the DA one solid fact on the other side of the ledger, and Thompson's practically a free man.
Look, will you give me the rundown? I'll try to get that fact, and you show it to the DA.
Did you ever meet Mrs. Thompson?
Yeah.
Real nice woman.
That's right.
Sergeant, meet me in the photo gallery in 5 minutes. This better be good, Kane.
For everybody's sake.
Especially for my clients. If we miss, we get another chance. He doesn't get another chance, Lieutenant. This is his last time at bat.
Hello there, Mrs. Malone. A carton of your usual?
No, Hap. I've decided to make a change.
My goodness, after all these years, a change?
That's right. You see, I smoke so much, I thought I should try some of those cigarettes they claim have less nicotine. Do you know anything about them?
Well, Mrs. Malone, it just so happens that I do. More and more people are switching to Sano cigarettes for exactly the same reason that you mentioned. Oh, Care to have one on the house? No charge?
Thank you. Well, from that sample, I'd say people are switching to Sano cigarettes not just because they contain less nicotine, but because they like them.
That's right, Mrs. Malone. And speaking of nicotine, do you realize that you have never seen any?
Really? But I... Well, I thought the stain test showed just the amount of nicotine in a cigarette.
Anna, you see other substances, but not nicotine. Nicotine is absolutely colorless when it's removed from the tobacco.
Removed from the tobacco? You mean they can take nicotine right out of the tobacco even before the cigarettes are made?
That's exactly what I mean. That's the reason why there's less nicotine in the smoke of a Sano cigarette. The nicotine is removed from the tobacco before Sano cigarettes are made.
Well, that's really getting rid of nicotine.
Yes, indeed. The fact that there's less nicotine in the smoke of a Sano cigarette than in the smoke of any other leading cigarette. Actually, less than 0.1%.
Hap, that certainly answers my question. As I said before, I don't know when I've smoked a better-tasting cigarette. You've just sold me a carton.
All right, Mrs. Malone, you'll never have to change brands again, because you can stop worrying about nicotine when you smoke Sano cigarettes.
Thank you for telling me about them, Hap.
You're entirely welcome.
Well, Kane, I hope you pay your taxes. I had three men working on that list all night.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Only 9 names, huh?
That's right, out of about 400. We eliminated everyone who didn't correspond at least roughly to Thompson's physical description.
Only 2 possibilities.
Three are in prison, 2 are on the West Coast, 2 were in the hospital at the time, and the other 2 are right here in New York.
Carl Shaw, Larry Spencer.
With a complete rundown on each. O'Kane, this isn't a lending library.
If I tag one of these guys, I'll buy you a set of cast iron bookends for your birthday. You'll be hearing from me.
My first possibility, Carl Shaw, was working in the garage. He told me a straight-sounding story about not being crooked anymore. He had a wife and kids now. His past was really behind him. And so on and so on. I thought he'd never stop telling me how he'd become a new man. But all I wanted to hear from him was his alibi for the time of the killing. And he had one. He was working here. The fellow at the next bench could prove it. Carl Shaw was in the clear.
What'll it be, Mr. Kane?
A little information, Charlie, on a guy named Larry Spencer. Well?
He comes around.
Regular customer?
He was till a couple of weeks ago. Then last night he showed up again.
How come?
Says he was away, vacation.
He wouldn't have gone away around the day after Columbus Day, would he?
Maybe. Why?
On October 13th, the druggist was killed in a heist. Yesterday, they indicted a man named Albert Thompson for the murder. The 28th. Between those 2 dates, Larry Spencer decides he needs a vacation. That's quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Oh, excuse me, Mr. King.
Charlie.
I've got customers, Mr. King.
Yeah, I know you got customers. You got customers because you still got a license. Remember when I proved that those high school kids didn't pick up their booze here?
I remember.
What's Spencer been up to lately?
I don't know. Honest.
You got any money?
Oh, I let him run a tab once in a while. The last one had me worried.
Oh, why?
Well, when he didn't show up those couple of weeks, I figured he was gone for good. And yesterday he came in and settled up.
Okay, Charlie.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Kane. Lieutenant Gray phoned me. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Wallace.
Well, Mr. Kane.
How are you?
What do you want?
I want you to look at a picture, Mr. Wallace.
What picture?
Well?
Who's this? Where'd you get this?
The guy named Larry Spencer. He's got a police record. He's got a hobby also of holding up storekeepers. Are you sure, Mr. Wallace, this isn't the man you saw run out of that store?
What are you trying to do to me, Mr. Kane?
Never mind what I'm trying to do to you. Think of Albert Thompson. Are you sure this isn't the man you saw run out of the store after the shooting?
No. I told you once before you're not going to make a fool of me. Not now or not on the witness stand. I'm not changing my story.
Lieutenant Gray. Oh, yes, Kane. Say, I'm glad you got my message. Listen, some of the boys down the hall brought in quite a gang of crap shooters. One of them was Larry Spencer. You want me to hold him?
I don't know. Did you get anything on him?
Nope. I was hoping to.
Well, there's no point in holding him. He won't do me any good in the tank.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll lead you to the gun, huh?
I don't know. I think he's got his stashed away in some nice, quiet place ready for another job.
Yeah, I'll buy that. How's it look?
I made a contact with a friend of his.
A hood?
No, his girlfriend. She works in a dime a dance place. I'm going over there now.
Hey, you don't care how you spend your money, do you? Let me know if it was worth it, will you?
Sandy sure forgot about Spencer fast. She's been dancing with that new guy all evening.
He wouldn't need to give me any tickets. I dance with him for free.
Well, I hope Spencer doesn't come in, that's all. Sandy'd be awful sorry. So would that dreamboat. Spencer'd kill him.
Larry Spencer'd kill him? Why, you kid.
You know, I don't get it. What's a guy like you doing in this place?
Maybe I like to dance. Uh-oh, there we go. Here.
Hey, you must own an oil well. Anyway, the next set's on me.
No, you keep him.
Well, I could use him.
You getting tired?
A little.
Want to sit down?
No. I like dancing with you too much. It's not a job. I like it.
Boy, that last one was sure living it up. One ticket. Hey, Sandy's still dancing with that guy.
Can you blame her?
Maybe somebody ought to tell Larry Spencer about it.
Don't mind your own business.
Hey.
Say they look nice together.
Make yourself at home.
Thanks.
I'll get some coffee. You're awfully nice. I'm glad you're here.
I was glad to be here, too. But all I had in mind was finding out if Larry Spencer used this flat for a gun drop. Who's the guy?
His name's Larry Spencer.
The girls told me about him. The guy you're going to marry, huh?
I don't know. You haven't helped much.
Oh, come on, Sandy.
No, please, let me say something. You know, things happen quick. Too quick. If you want something, you have to put out your hand and grab it, or else it goes right by. Larry thinks fast. He gets things. I never wanted to know how, but you get what you want too, don't you?
I try, Sandy.
Only maybe with you it'd be different. It'd be a chance to stop being scared.
Scared?
I try to tell him every time I see him, but I don't know. Time rushes by and there's never enough left.
What are you scared of, Sandy? What Larry done?
I don't want to talk about him.
What's
You're
he here. Done, Sandy?
Why?
Tell me.
Well, why? Why do you have to know?
A long story, Sandy.
Hello? Oh, yeah. There is someone here. Well, who told you? Hello? You can ask Larry yourself. He's coming over right now.
There is something new under the sun. A Felter cigarette that lets you taste what you're smoking. Encore cigarettes. The one Felter cigarette that gives you complete taste satisfaction as well as full Felter protection. The secret of this unique advantage can be found in Encore's own open-end Felter mouthpiece. It draws so freely and easily. It filters the smoke, but not the taste. Yes, Encore filters the smoke, but not the taste. It gives you the protection you naturally expect, yet it does not diminish the full flavor of Encore's superb tobaccos. And since Encore's filter element is set deep within the mouthpiece, where it cannot touch your lips, you enjoy a neater, cleaner smoke as well. Get Encore in this smart, crush-proof case. You'll agree, Encore is the one filter cigarette with a flavor you can really taste.
What do you want?
I'm waiting for you.
Who is he?
Friend.
Oh. Get out. If I ever catch you around here again, I'll break your face in. You hear me?
I hear you. Who is this guy?
Let me go!
I said, who is he? Ah! What do you want?
I want you to change places with a nice little guy that's being framed for murder. That you committed.
You're nuts.
Pretend I went out and came back. Go on, beat my face in.
Let me alone.
I'm going to start paying you off now.
Get the gun. Go ahead, get it. Sandy, help me.
Thanks, Sandy, for not helping him.
I couldn't. Not after what you said. I always thought Larry was small time. He killed somebody and hid the gun here. Kane, I told you, didn't I? If you want something, you have to reach out and get it. Will I ever see you again?
If you ever need me, Sandy. If you're ever in trouble. Right now, I want to start the wheels rolling for somebody who is. Lieutenant Gray, please.